This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check on our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Is it fair to label McNabb and Embiid as the face of losing in Philadelphia? 53.3% say no. 215-592-9494. Bring you something Doc Rivers said that'll just make you scratch your head and miss him a little bit in a moment. Blake in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Blake?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What up, Blake?
Listen, I know this conversation was like 3 hours ago, but I have to clear up this whole generation argument.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't normally agree with Jack. But
now, can I set the stage for everybody here who wasn't listening 3 hours ago? So Jack's first son, Walker, just turned 2 today, and his second son, Sutton, was born 3-4 months ago, whatever
January,
it is.
Early January, late December?
And he mentioned that one was Generation Alpha and the other one was Generation Beta, to which I pushed back on and said that generations are not clearly delineated by year, and you don't just declare one and one the other. And what is your response here, Blake?
So Jack's 100% right.
No, he's not.
So there's two different contexts for the term generation. There's
okay.
The context of your family, and then there's the context of like the population, the census.
Yes.
So in the context of your family, you and your siblings are in the same generation. Your parents are the generation before you, and then your kids are the next generation.
Right.
In the context of the population, the census, there is a set range of years that indicates which named generation you belong to. So I give you an example. My brother's only 3 years older than me. We belong in the same generation as far as our family goes, but he's technically millennial, and I'm technically Gen Z because I was born in 97. Like, if you look up on Google, what's the first year of Gen Z, it's going to say 1997.
But they do they don't do this as it happens. They do it retroactively. Like, there was no point at which they declared boomer generation is over and Gen X starts now. They do it in the future, looking back at the past.
I'm not sure if it's retroactive or, you know, if it's reactive, but in that case, I think you might be right, but there definitely are a set date, like a calendar year range where you belong in a certain generation based on what year you were born. Now, I think you're right. I think it's retroactive potentially there, but there's definitely like a difference between your family and then, like, the census.
And that's kind of how I was looking at it. See, I was looking at it more from a family standpoint.
Right.
You know, our generations, like you just pointed out, you got your parents, you got us, and then if we were to have kids, they're in a different generation. So, yeah, I guess that's the way I was kind of interpreting this whole thing.
And the other reason I don't think you can do it as it happens is that the rate and age at which people have children changes what generation is what. So people are getting older as they have children. Jack's whole thing where they told him at the hospital, this person's in a different generation than the other baby.
Just reporting facts.
That's a little suspect. I don't know about
okay,
that one.
Thank you.
For sure.
It looks like we're all in this. The Jack is right about something, but I also do not believe that.
You always got to get your little, I'm right too.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I had to clear that.
What'd you say? Hold on. Was it the Pew Center of Research?
Well, yes.
What the hell is the Pew Center of Research? What dork convention is that?
All right. Okay. But this guy can talk about the census.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. All right.
But as far as McNabb and Embiid things go, I think it's a little harsh to say they're synonymous with losing. I get where they're coming from because, like, obviously, McNabb and Embiid have won more games than they've lost, but the games that they did lose were just in, like, such a traumatic fashion, and, like, their performances in those games was underwhelming. So that's why I think some people look back on those two players and think they're synonymous with losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with McNabb, like, it's almost a detriment that he made it to 5 NFC championship games because obviously
yes,
he had to go
right.
out winning to get
yes.
there. But because he didn't show up in the biggest moment, for some people, they're going to look back on that and think, oh, McNabb is synonymous with losing. But, I mean, the guy's a winner. He's the second-best quarterback in Eagles history behind QB1. So.
Or first, depending on who you talk to. We'll see what Jalen does next year.
All right.
Blake, do you have somebody with three names?
Neil Patrick Harris.
That is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Doogie Howser,
Doogie!
M.D. Doogie Howser,
no.
M.D.?
No.
Oh, How I Met Your
Barney
Mother?
Barney Stinson.
Oh. Okay. No, it's
what is
Doogie.
It?
He's Barney Stinson.
I never saw
How I Met Your Mother. I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
It's a big show.
Yeah. Big for the millennials.
Yes.
Yeah, you know I never saw that.
No, I never saw that show.
Well, you're too busy in the NFL when it was on the air.
Oh, okay. Was that around the time that Desperate Housewives were on?
A little bit later.
It was later than Desperate Housewives.
Okay, later after that. Okay.
Yeah. So Doc Rivers actually said this like 2 years ago, and people reacted negatively to it. And he said it again. So Doc Rivers was asked about his multiple blowing of 3-1 leads in the playoffs, which he's the only coach to have. Is that three that he's blown? Three 3-1 leads?
Three.
Feels like it's like five.
Yeah.
So here is what he said to Mark Spears. It is what it is. It's part of my legacy. There's nothing I can do about it. I got a team that was an 8 seed up 3-1. That is coaching. That is not bad coaching. The one with the Clippers is the only one that got away. But people don't realize that Chris Paul was running on one leg in 2015, and we were also the underdog in that series. When you think about it, Houston had home court, not us. Nobody tells a real story, and I'm fine with that. It's unfair in some ways. I don't get enough credit for getting the three wins. I just get the credit for losing.
It sounds like Elliot.
Yes.
The way you read it sounds like an Elliot take.
Well, he also said, I always say, what if we had lost to Houston in 6? No one cares. One of the things that I'm proud of is that we've never been swept. You know who else would agree with this?
Who?
Maury.
Oh, Maury.
And the Pew Center of Research.
And the Pew Center of Research, yeah.
Well, I agree with him on the Orlando Magic one.
Yes, I agree.
They were up 3-1, but they were the 8 seed, I believe,
they
going
were.
Against the 1.
Yes, they were.
So that's not that surprising.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Kobe They blew a 3-1 lead. They were up on the Suns.
Yes.
3-1, but they were the 8 seed going up against the 1, the 1 seed came back.
Yep.
Now, the one out with the Clippers and yeah, I'm not giving you a pass on that, Doc.
No.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a pass on that one.
Look.
And you don't need to say that. Somebody else should be saying that on your behalf.
By the way.
Like, you don't say it.
It says something that no one says it on his
exactly.
behalf.
Exactly. Nobody else is coming to your defense on that.
He was named, did the NBA name him one of the 15 best coaches of all time?
Yep.
Just a travesty for him to be named one of the 15 best coaches of all time. He has underperformed as a coach to only have one championship with that Celtics team and nothing with that Clippers team.
Yep.
He's underperformed as a head coach.
And all his rosters have been... Now, Grant Hill got hurt with that Magic team.
Yes.
But the majority of his rosters, especially in Boston, Clippers, even here, he's had, like, stacked rosters. His rosters have been good. He's had talent on just about every team.
One of the things I'm proud of is we've never been swept. All the coaches have been swept in the playoffs. Well, to hang that a banner.
Yeah.
Never
swept.
Would
you ask Pop that question?
You would not ask Pop that question.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Doc does not. He doesn't like his coaching acumen being questioned.
No.
I've been around a long time. Trust me.
Dude. As much as Doc got on my nerves, that was a good time.
Which one?
During Doc's time here.
Oh, yeah.
For us to react to
him. Because
he always gave you something.
Well, he hated the media. He hated the fans. He hated it here.
Yes.
He definitely hated it here.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
He definitely hated it here.
Oh, my God. Well, it probably reminded him of Boston.
Yeah. There's no way he lived here, right?
There's no way he lived here.
No
only
one saw
during
him around.
The season.
No one saw him around.
No.
No, yeah, there was never a report. No, I saw Doc Rivers.
He's back
at
to Cali as soon as the season was over with.
Yeah, playing golf. Well, he loves golf. He used to cancel practices when he was Clippers coach so he could play golf.
That sounds like Steve Spurrier.
Yes, actually happened. All right, 215-592-9494. Ike, why don't you tell us what you got to drink?
I got
drink.
Some Surfside stuff for you, man.
Come on, man.
All my Surfside fans, we're back, and we're celebrating National Cheese Steak Day and National Cocktail Day all month long with the Surfside Surf and Turf. Now, Surfside Surf and Turf is Philly's best combo, a Philly cheesesteak paired with a delicious Surfside. Now, we'll be highlighting cheesesteak and Surfside combos at hundreds of bars and restaurants all across the country. Find participating locations or register your bar at drinksurfside.com/surfside surf and turf. Now that's a drink. Now that's drinksurfside.com/surf and turf. Come on, man.
He just got it. I saw him go right up to his computer.
All right. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Am I right, Jack?
Well, I was actually going to try to work in the Jolly Drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you still working on the Jolly Drop?
No, I was going to see if I could work it in when you were stumbling.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's got to go on the board.
Do me a favor. I don't need that in the middle of my read.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Afterwards. It's fine, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's got to go on the board. Do it again.
I don't know what he's going for.
Are you all right, Jack? You look like you're running on fumes today.
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Locked in.
All right. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's happening, boys?
Always on speaker.
How far away is the phone?
Yeah.
I'm just cleaning up the dishes. That's all, brother.
Yeah. Ah, on speaker.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yep.
I agree.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I got to get that shirt for you, that combine.
Yeah, triple X.
I'm going to be real busy. No, it's a dog 2X.
Oh, my bad.
That's still big.
I wear XL now.
XL too, Herb.
Nah, you're not Herb, so you're much bigger than Herb.
Nah, these shirts, you'll see. You'll fit right,
Okay. Herb won't, but you will.
You know about Acho? You heard about Acho, right?
What did Acho do?
He was involved with that girl. There's a big lawsuit in L.A. now with Fox.
Herb, this is 2 months old.
Two?
This might be six months old. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
That hammer is real,
for
real.
I just read into the whole thing last night. I didn't finish reading all of it.
Of course.
But now I realize why Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce is on the show, and what's his name is on the other show, the Sean McCoy in the morning with
Acho.
Acho. Yeah. Acho's on
Chase
there,
Daniel and
the quarterback, Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel.
The three
Jones.
Yeah. So, James Jones. Yep.
Did you know that?
All right, what are we doing here?
Skip Bayless is worth $17 million.
Oh, he's worth more than that.
Well, he claims that's what he's worth.
Oh, he's worth more
but
than
listen,
that.
Listen,
yeah,
he's. I don't like him anyway because he's a Dallas fan.
Yeah. That's because you're a true Philly guy. Yeah.
And he don't like the Eagles. He don't.
No, he likes the Eagles.
No, he tried to get on the Eagles train this year.
Yeah. Made a lot of sense.
But listen, he offered that girl. Go read into the article that I read last night. $1.5 million.
Yeah.
She filed a big sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox.
Skip.
Fox. It's all over.
I
got a guy that called me yesterday LA. We were talking. He's from, he lives near Burbank, and he's an aerospace.
Is he okay with the fires?
He's one of your callers.
Is he okay with the fires out there?
What's that?
Is he okay with the fires, the wildfires?
Yeah, they're okay. That's all done now.
Really?
Yeah, he burnt everything down.
Yeah.
That's where your sister, don't your sister live out there?
Steve? And my brother.
And your brother, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you should go, man, and get your own show out there.
Oh, God.
Well, at least I got a show.
Well, because you only because you shut Herb down.
Yeah, at least I got a show.
I was hearing
delete all your videos.
This morning I was driving into
you
work.
Should go to LA.
Your boy Joe Camerata, Fritz. He's
who? Joe who?
Man.
You heard him.
You know he's going to lose anyway. He's going to lose. He's a loser.
Joe who?
Camerato from the morning.
The morning show, yeah.
Joe Camerata.
Nick Ronnie.
Yeah.
You were on the show this morning.
I know.
You were on with Camerata?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, Ike was on that show.
Oh.
Yep.
This morning, man, he called in.
Yeah. Sounds like a traitor to me. You know, why don't you go to LA?
They were interviewing Ike.
Oh, okay.
John Ritchie, he should go. He should go. Stanford's looking for a football coach.
Yeah, you should leave too.
He's trying to get. He's trying to get rid of John Ritchie.
Yep, and Camerato and me.
Go for that. That's a
this
lot
is
of
really.
I think John likes it here.
Yeah,
his kids are here.
I know. I'm just messing.
Well, Andrew Luck is the new AD.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, not AD. General manager.
GM.
Yeah, he's in charge of a lot of things over there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if Michigan State offers me the general manager job, I'm rolling.
Joe Camerato.
Yeah, Michigan State. How about them? They in the fine. No,
man. You love Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo.
He's coming back again, huh?
Yeah.
Joe Camerato.
How many national championships has he won?
Wow,
man.
Won 25 years ago. He's Mr. March,
just
though.
One?
Yeah, just one. Yep.
Man, he gets but I was told. Of, he gets a lot of.
A lot of pub,
yeah. He gets a lot of media, boy, I tell you.
He's a media creation,
man,
some say.
He had like three or four.
Joe Camerato.
Jay Wright's got two, and all these other guys got like two.
I know. We got to get Izzo back in there, man.
Wood is the only one that's got like all.
Him and Boeheim.
10 or 12.
Camerato.
Garrett Paul, Larry, I think he's
going.
He's got a shot to the Final Four.
What was
that?
Oh, Calipari.
Who's the coach? Who's the coach of Arkansas?
Yeah, I think they got a shot, man. That team plays for him.
I didn't even know. I took a wild guess. That's who he was talking about.
San Francisco.
Who is the Arkansas coach?
San Francisco. Yeah, Mike Bibby. He just got.
Oh yeah, Sacramento State.
Sacramento State.
Henry Bibby.
Yep. He's also Bibby.
Coming on the wire right here.
Watching
the wire?
The wire that goes, I call it the wire, the tape.
I thought you was watching the TV show, the wire.
FS1.
Hey, yo.
What you think of that kid, Cam Ward? They say he's going to be the number one pick.
I like
another
it.
Another topic.
I like it. Good player.
Anything else?
That guy can throw, man. He's got a good arm, that boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
You know that Joy Taylor's told you that
you got it back to Joy.
Yeah.
Is the tight end. And he's moving up the chart on supposedly Carolina.
It's like driving a car without a steering wheel.
No, I forgot. That's Joy Taylor's nephew. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I told you.
Yeah, you did. You did tell me that. That's Jason Taylor's son.
He played at LSU. He's good, man.
I know it.
He's moving up the chart, up to 7. And what's his name is falling back from Penn State, the guy I like.
You think we might take Tyler Warren?
Yeah, Tyler Warren. The Eagles should go after
him. You've been talking about him.
Yeah.
Make a big deal for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we should go defensive line, though.
Yeah, they're going to probably go. They're probably going to go defensive line, and then they're going to go second round.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to move up and grab the tight end that they want, and then they'll go for a
– Love to move up and grab a tight end.
I think they're going to go for another linebacker in the third round, and then they got all these fifth-round picks that they're going to do like
– Yeah.
You
can build a team off fifth-rounders.
Yep.
Another tight end, another defensive lineman, like a couple defensive linemen, and an offensive lineman. They might do an offensive lineman in the third
or
fourth.
Yeah,
they're gonna mix.
We haven't had the Oscar music in a while.
They're gonna mix it up.
So what you got up for the rest of the day, man?
What's that?
What you got up for the rest of the day?
I got an umpire tomorrow. I just had some chicken, man. I just had some chicken and some mashed potatoes. You know,
what about Joy Taylor?
Eating mashed potatoes and beef. You know that.
Who likes mashed potatoes and beef?
Wait, why would Ike be?
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Well, Ike probably likes it too, but steak and potatoes.
Yeah,
I'm a steak and potatoes. Like a real man.
Putting some mayonnaise on that?
Yeah. But I was lifting today. Don't worry about it.
What were you lifting? Your fork?
I was lifting over at Oxford Valley. You know what I'm saying, brother?
All right. Yes, I hear you. All right.
Pushing.
Whoa.
Trying to push
weight?
Trying to push it.
Pushing weight?
Up,
pushing rhymes like weight?
I was pushing so much, my blood sugar dropped down to like 62. I got home, it was 62. I ran right to the fucking refrigerator.
Whoa. Oh, there you go.
All right, okay. See you, Herb.
Yeah, waited long enough.
Yep.
Garapelli.
You got that, right?
Oh, you got it.
Okay. All right, the text line is...
Joe Camerata.
Camerata, what was the other one?
Garapelli. Garapelli. Ball and Pat.
That's so bad, dude.
Nick Cigarani, Garapelli, Garapelli, Ball and Pat.
This song is brought to you by Minari Jewelers.
Camerata.
Okay, stop. The text line is brought to you by Minari Jewelers.
Garapelli, Ball and Pat.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Minari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at MinariJewelers.com. Oh, my God.
Text line.
New nomination for the funniest sentence ever uttered on the afternoon show. No person is more responsible for putting the Sixers in position to lose than Joel Embiid. Frank in Ardmore.
I don't remember that. But
a lot
who said
of people
that?
Are coming in. Not a positive spike text line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of Sixers jokes.
Wow. What do you want me to do?
I know.
You know? Sometimes that's the job. You know, stand up here like a brave little boy. Take those bullets. What's next?
Spike is 100% right. There is not one thing in Joel Embiid's career that looks even remotely like the face of losing. The picture of Joel Embiid crying.
Oh, that, don't ever show me that picture.
He's crying because he lost. Still.
Yeah, that's a tough way, though. That's tough.
Well,
I've been there, though. I've been there, so I can't.
At least you didn't cry in the middle of the sixth inning like your boy.
That's true, yeah. At least it wasn't during the game.
Yeah, it became their winning.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. What's next?
So if Embiid can't win championships without good talent around him, is he then not elite? Every person who's had to listen to the Jaylen debate for the past 2 years.
It can't be overwhelming talent. That's a new take.
Can't be overwhelming
can't
talent.
Can't be overwhelming talent.
You obviously got to win with some talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have some talent.
Can't be the best at everything.
No. Yeah.
What's next?
Years from now, people will think differently about Embiid when they hang the banner for really good playoff plus-minus stats. Not anyone, anywhere.
The Pew Center of Research, though.
You know what? Elliot really... The time when I went off the handle was on the dagger. When I got annoyed talking about the dagger.
Yeah, signature play.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Meaningless play.
Dude, you guys...
Yeah.
Listen, I think it may be a slightly overblown for the significance of the play, other than the fact it sealed the game's MVP.
Yes. Stole it from Josh.
But you guys, you hear the dagger, and you guys are like, oh, order the dagger. Oh, it was a great
play. If Embiid had done it, they would have been like, he had a big shot up 40. Who cares?
But meaningless home run from Bryce up 7-0.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What's next?
Stat piler.
I believe Chuck is 5'8", like I believe Spike does 250 push-ups a day. LOL. People everywhere with working eyeballs.
Let me tell you, the push-up thing is coming. I believe a date has been put on the push-up thing, and you'll be able to see it happen. I'm just telling you, I can do it. It's like, I do it. I told Lakin this earlier. It's like, but Ava said, I believe you do it. I said, you don't have to believe it. It actually happens. All right, what's next?
Jack Fritz is the softest person on the radio, host of the most famous tear-filled show in the Delaware Valley.
I should have had that coming out, but then I would have been taking a shot at Richie. That's not what I wanted to do.
That's not.
That would have been a good comeback this morning.
Can you tie the Richie thing and the Jolly thing?
This is really...
That's a good one. That's a good one. Do we have Fritz at 6 tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh, what do we got going on?
Fells.
Oh, yeah? Anything
I'm sick
in particular?
I'm just sick of the whining. I'm already sick of the whining.
From?
From the anti-Fills people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you want to take on everybody.
We're back to this, Jeff.
Yes.
Garrett Valley. Garrett Bell. Ball is back.
Wow. Fritz at 6 is next. And then you got Tom Kelly, TK, who I also don't think got his keepers in on time. By the way,
what?
Yes,
we got like his little Matt Strom, keeper for no reason.
Yeah, I think I got Strom. I did.
Did you?
I thought I did. Anyway, all right. Fritz is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.